Hey, good news. We're back with another episode from the Well Architected series as part of the Azure Enablement Show. And today we're bringing back Saket to talk more about the Azure Advisor stuff that we were talking about in the previous video, which gives us a expert advice at our fingertips. And Saket's bringing along another expert who's going to be able to give us sort of the insight into the internals of Azure Score and other cool ways to pull this data into our own systems. Look forward to seeing you soon. Welcome to the Azure Enablement Show, where we'll be discussing the challenges you and our other tech-savvy customers have encountered. Together, we'll be talking with experts to find out how they think about these problems, recommended tools and best practices, and tips they've learned from years of experience that you can use. So today, we're going to be continuing our discussion about Azure Advisor, a tool that provides essential advice at your fingertips for improving your Azure workloads. And so last place we left off, I was a customer learning about Azure Advisor, and Saket told me something really interesting, that there was this tool that I could use. So I think what I want to do is go back to being a customer, and I'd like to hear more about this feature that we have so I understand how I can use it. Okay, cool. So, hey, Saket, thank you for coming back. Last time we left off, you were telling me that this feature in Advisor that allows me to have a sense of how well I'm doing, relatively speaking. So in terms of my recommendations, stuff like that, can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, sure thing, David. I think we are talking about Advisor Score. Standard score. Right. And I brought with me the perfect person to talk about it. Let me introduce you to Matt. He's the data science expert for Advisor Score.
Okay, Matt. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. Hey, Saket. Thanks for the generous introduction. David, great to be here with you today. How's business? I hear you're coming from Contoso Hotels. Is that right?
Yeah, things are going, I think, pretty well, but I'm still trying to get a sense of, like, I have a ton of recommendations. They're affecting some number of resources. I'm getting some cost optimization numbers, but I don't know whether, like, this is good, whether this is bad, whether I have a lot of them, too many of them, not enough. So can you give me some sense of this Advisor Score thingy?
Yeah. So Advisor Score is, I think, just exactly what you're looking for. As customers start to grow and they invest more and they put more on Azure, they find that their recommendations in Advisor will just start to proliferate like crazy. There'll be more of them than there are bunnies, like cute little bunnies in the forest outside my window here in Redmond. It's out of control. And you don't know how to manage it, right? You don't know if it's good. You don't know if it's bad. You don't know if you need to eliminate them or welcome them as your friends. And so the Advisor Score is going to solve a lot of those problems for you, in addition to those tools that I believe Saket shared with you, the digests and the alerts. Mm-hmm. So the Advisor Score, I'd like to tell you just a couple of things and introduce it to you.
Okay.
So we've developed it kind of to be the industry standard for the cloud computing posture of your organization, or really any organization on the planet of any size. It's a single number that will tell you how well you're doing on adopting Microsoft's best practices to run workloads in the cloud. So it's useful, again, for a very large organization who's running thousands of workloads and shared services across an enterprise. It's also useful for these small businesses and anyone in between. So I think it's going to be useful for you as well. You'll get a number for your entire Azure ecosystem to tell you how well you're doing adopting best practices. It would also be able to break it down by each of the five pillars of the well-architected framework. So you'll see a score for cost optimization, operational excellence, performance efficiency, reliability, and security.
Cool.
So I want to take you over to the Azure portal and actually just show you some of these features. And the first feature I want to show you is this unique ability for the Advisor Score to actually traverse hierarchies. So if you're a director at Contoso and you're responsible for a large ecosystem of dozens of applications, and eventually, hopefully, that will grow into even more, then you're going to be responsible for the risk that you need to mitigate across all of those recommendations. There could be thousands of them. And then if you want to go really deep into just one specific architecture, when Saket and I were chatting, he said something about how you were interested in a smart hotels 360 app. It's like some new concierge service. So if that's scoped to a single subscription, then you can just focus in on that one subscription and get a score for just that one workload.
Cool. So, anyway, I could see this in action. This sounds really cool.
Yeah, let's bring it up. So Again, once you're into Advisor, I think Socket talked to you about how to navigate to Advisor. You can type it into the search bar. Once you're anywhere you are in Azure Portal, go to that search bar at the top of the screen, type in Advisor, and then you can see on the left navigation pane, there's an Advisor score. So just click that and you see the screen you've got here. And then here you can type in your subscriptions. So at the bottom of the search results for just Contoso, I can see that you have three subscriptions for the Smart Hotels 360 app. You've got one production subscription and then two non-production subscriptions. So right. If you wanted to scope this just to your production subscriptions, you know, you could do that and you could get your score. So once you've decided what kind of scope you want, and for now, I'm just going to leave it to all of your Contoso subscriptions and we can take a look at the entire portfolio. Then you can take a look and I'll orient you to the kind of three core features. The first one is your score. So this is an aggregate score. It's a single number and it looks across all of the five pillars of the well-architected framework for all of your resources. And it gives you one number to know how well you're adopting Microsoft's best practices. So if your CTO knocks on the door and he wants to make sure, or she wants to make sure that you're doing everything that you possibly can in order to ensure that you're building well-architected applications, then that's going to be available for you there, that single number.
Okay, cool. So that's my score, but how do I know whether that's good or not?
Yeah, that's a great question. Honestly, it's going to be up to every single individual organization to figure out what kind of risks they want to take, which is why it's important that you can break this score down and look at each individual category. So here at Microsoft, for example, where we build a lot of our internal applications on Azure, we like to think about the split between production and non-production subscriptions. So you might be willing to take a little bit more risk on non-production subscriptions or non-production resources in the reliability category. So you might let that one fall a little bit. But you also don't want to be paying too much for non-production resources. So you want to keep your cost score very high. And it's good to think about these different category scores as something that you could balance. Split it by workload, split it by production or non-production, and think about what's going to be best for you and your organization. I would also say, in addition to that, another way to know if you have a good score is just to look at the history. So what we've got is a history that will tell you how well you're doing, and you can set benchmarks against yourself and make sure that you're constantly improving or at least staying the same. So that way, as you continue to grow your investment on Azure and build more applications, you'll know that you're taking the right necessary steps to adopt the best practices that we're recommending and ensure you're getting your workloads in the position they want them to be in. If you decide to go in and just remediate all the recommendations in a very short period of time, you can change the filters here on this. You can look at this at a daily grain, a weekly grain, or a monthly grain to know if your score is moving quickly, or just look at it over the course of an entire quarter. So those are kind of the baseline introductions to the score, just to give you a sense of what you're doing. And that's the question you came to me with originally is, you know, how well am I doing? And finally, you can see that.
Cool. So the next obvious question here is, what do I got to do to improve my score?
Yeah, that's a fairly obvious question. And we tried to make it even an obvious answer by putting here at the bottom of the screen. If you go into the portal, you can see that there is the potential score impact, or the reliability score impact. So as you traverse across the different categories from left to right, you can see them: cost, security, and reliability. You'll see the score impact. So here's the reliability score impact. And we've actually ranked each one of these recommendations by the amount that your score will improve if you go remediate the recommendations. It makes it fairly simple and intuitive for you to improve your score.
Okay, can I ask another question about something that I'm seeing here on the screen?
Yeah, please.
I have this vague memory that once upon a time, instead of this score, there were a bunch of counts where it was just sort of counting up the number of recommendations in each one of the categories. Why is the score any better than the count? What's different between just a straight up count?
Yeah, that's a good question. So a couple of things. One, as you continue to grow your investment, let's say today you only have your one Smart Hotels 360 application. You might only have 5, 6, 7, 8 recommendations. But if you onboard a second application and you continue to migrate from your data center or just build net new things in Azure, those counts are going to go up and it's going to seem suspect, right? So what we do is we put in this number. It allows you to compare one application to another application, one subscription to another subscription, one small dev team that has kind of scoped all their workloads to a single subscription. Now you can compare that to your overall portfolio and you're going to get a one-to-one number. You can just compare the percentage from 0 to 100 and you'll know which one's doing better and which one's doing better across the five categories. I would also say that we've added a couple of things to provide this score that's working behind the scenes in the model. Okay. So let's say, for example, you have two virtual machines that both have a recommendation that need to be addressed. One of those virtual machines costs you, let's say, $1,000 a day, and the other one only costs you $100 a day. You're going to want to spend a little bit more time looking at that $1,000 a day virtual machine, because first of all, in the cost category, it's going to save you more money if you right-size it. But it's also applicable in the other categories like reliability. Because the price, although you may not be interested in saving costs when you think about reliability, the price of the resource kind of serves as a proxy for its relative importance to the overall architecture of the application that you're running. So we look at that. We also have a very long history of millions of recommendations that have come into the advisor portal and then been remediated by the customers. And we know which recommendations are typically pretty easy and almost a trivial task to go add a failover. And then those that need a little bit more planning. They need a little bit more attention. They need a developer team to see if this is the right action for us. So we have a long history of that, and we've built this all into the model such that if you're taking action on those easy to remediate recommendations, your score is going to be weighted as such and will reflect those points versus the ones that might take a little bit more time, then you know we'll give you that time. But as the time passes, your score will have incremental weight being added to it, or I should say being detrimented from it as you take more time to adopt those recommendations. So that's all happening behind the scenes, and it'll tell you on this reliability score impact which ones to implement first.
So the theory is the ones that are easier, the expectation is that you'll hit them first and that will raise your score faster?
That's right. Yep.
Okay, that makes total sense. Okay, I have one more sort of data question, because I know that I have gone to the portal and looked at my scores, and I know I've made some remediations and it wasn't necessarily immediately reflected in my score. So it kind of leads me to the question about, in general, like how often does the score refresh? And come to think of it, how often does all the advisor stuff in general refresh?
Yeah, that's a big two-part question. So the first thing I can tell you about the score is that it refreshes daily. So every day you come back, if you go take actions on your recommendations, you'll see that score reflect those changes. But Advisor has literally hundreds of recommendations that are coming from lots of different data sources. So we have different timelines for all of them. And I think Socket would actually probably be the best to tell you a little bit about the other timelines and guarantees that you'll have an Advisor.
Okay.
Thank you, Matt. Yeah. So let's break down your question, David. Like the first part you talked about is the refresh frequency of all the recommendations. And we have like a high count of recommendations. So our customer promise there is like, we will refresh the recommendation at least once in 24 hours. So every day we have at least all the recommendation refreshed once for our customers. Now that being said, like there are a lot of recommendations which have a higher frequency of refresh. Like we have recommendations which refresh every 1 hour or 30 minutes also. So that's the refresh frequency for recommendations. Now the second part is advisor score. And our commitment to customers there is we will refresh the advisor score once in 24 hours. So we have a daily refresh. You have taken action today. You can expect that recommendation not to show tomorrow and the advisor score being updated by tomorrow.
Yeah. Cool. So that was really cool. I know we're basically out of time, but I have kind of one more, by the way, question I'm hoping to ask you, Socket. What I'm curious about, because I was talking with some people back at my shop, is they were saying that they don't want to spend any time in the portal. They're not portal people. So is there a way to get all this cool stuff without having to use the portal?
Great question, David. And I think we missed talking about advisor endpoints. So let's talk about it. So advisor has advisor API. This is public facing API. And you can use it to get all the recommendations. So any at scale fetch for your recommendation data, you can use advisor API. And you can also build automation and other connectors over the response of this API. Advisor data is also present in Azure Resource Graph. So you can form complex queries in Azure Resource Graph, and you can get the recommendation data there. So let me show you a PowerShell window and quickly walk you through a couple of commands to fetch the data super fast. So this is the PowerShell. How I got to here is I just clicked on the Cloud Shell button from Azure portal, and this is your PowerShell window. And so this is the first command I'm going to type, and you can easily see what I'm doing is I'm selecting a subscription, which is your subscription, David, Contoso Hotels. So, and I'm going to execute this command. So now the context is with this subscription. And then next thing I'm going to do is just fetch the advisor recommendation for the subscription. And you can easily see like, hey, you have all the recommendation coming for that subscription. This is super easy, two-line command. And similarly, our API also are super easy. It's just one HTTPS call with the right parameters, and you will have all the recommendations with you.
So that's really cool. That means I can stack that stuff into my existing systems and display them anywhere I want, which is really quite cool. Well, I said we're almost out of time, and we're definitely out of time. I want to thank both you, Saket, and you, Matt, for taking the time to talk to me about this. And I think it's probably time for me to move back into host mode. Well, that was pretty cool. We got a chance to see more about Azure Advisor. We get to dive into Azure Score, and we get some sense of how to pull it in, that information into our own stuff. So with that, I want to thank you for watching this. I want to thank Saket and Matt for taking the time to talk to me. And I hope you'll join us for other videos in this series. Take care, and I'll speak to you a little bit later on.